HarperCollins presents The Mystery of Three Quarters by Sophie Hannah, read by Julian Rhines-Tutt. The First Quarter. Chapter 1. Poirot is accused. Hercule Poirot smiled to himself as his driver brought the motor car to a stop with satisfying symmetry. As a lover of neatness and order, Poirot appreciated such perfect alignment with the entrance doors of Whitehaven Mansions, where he lived. One could draw a straight line from the middle of the vehicle to the exact point where the doors met. The luncheon, from which he was returning, had been très bon divertissement, the most excellent of food and company. He alighted, bestowed a warm thank you upon his driver, and was about to go inside when he had a peculiar feeling that, this was how he put it to himself, something behind him was in need of his attention. He expected, on turning, to observe nothing out of the ordinary. It was a mild day for February, but perhaps a light breeze had put a tremor in the air around him. Poirot soon saw that the disturbance had not been caused by the weather, though the well-turned-out woman approaching at a great pace did, in spite of her fashionable pale-blue coat and hat, resemble a force of nature. "She is the whirlwind most fierce," Poirot murmured to himself. He disliked the hat. He had seen women in town wearing similar ones, minimal, without ornament, fitted close to the scalp like bathing caps made of cloth. A hat ought to have a brim or some manner of embellishment, thought Poirot. At least it should do something more than...